Good morning. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. Can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Zach? Good morning. It's Junior with Greenview.
Hey, what's going on, Junior? How was your weekend?
Hey, it was pretty good. How about yours?
Pretty relaxing. Pretty relaxing. I didn't really do a whole lot of anything besides watch sports and take a bunch of naps.
Same here. That's pretty. That sums up all my weekend pretty much. That's 365 days.
Me too, man. Yeah. Me too. So what's going on? Were you able to pick up a vehicle this weekend, or or bid on anything?
Yeah. I made I won an auction for a truck. I wasn't able to get the wood chipper.
Okay.
It went on too expensive, so I was able to get a truck for $16,000.
Nice.
Okay. So that's just covering, you know, the auction itself. I know that there's like some fees there and registration fees and all that stuff in there. I know you guys will cover that as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. I gave the lady that was at the auction your information. I don't know if she was going to call you or you're going to call the auction.
Do you
make that arrangement?
Yeah. So what we can do is, do you have that information so I can pass that over to our funding department, and then they can get a hold of that department on the auction side, and they can work out the details.
Okay.
Is there
I would have to. I can email you the information
of
everything. I'll give you my bid number, and that way they can look me up, and you guys can go from there.
Yeah, that's that should be it. Then they should be able to handle everything for us.
Okay. Now, just one more question.
Sure.
You know, I do appreciate the funding for this. But so you guys won't be able to fund me anymore as of right now for the wood chipper.
The other option is, I was thinking about this over the weekend. So how much, you know, would you think a good used wood chipper is going to set you back?
Well, look, they're running about. My only option right now is to get one through eBay because here used, they're rarely here, and when they are, you know, they're skyrocketing over like $20,000-$25,000.
And holy cow!
Buy something that expensive? Yeah. They're pretty. They cost more than the truck, to be honest.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's the one of the main items that I need for the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that is what I have the wood chipper truck now, but mm-hmm. without the wood chipper, I just have a truck.
Yeah. So the one thing I could think that we could do, I know, is maybe get some working capital for you. But my one concern is this: I don't want to overburden the business. Like, we could. Get a working capital loan so you could pay it outright, and it would be a shorter term. It might be a daily payment to pay off the wood chipper, but you would pay it off in less than a year or even less, maybe 6 months. It's just concern is just like overburdening you with all these payments, you know?
Okay, so, but that would be something less than a year to be paid off, huh?
Yeah, I mean, because it'd be a short-term loan. I would be thinking that it might be somewhere along the lines of between 8 and 12 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a little, let me see here, if it was 8 and 12 months, something like that is going to cost me around, you know, I would say around 12 at the most. Yeah, well, it's going to be about a little over $1,000 a month.
But you know what, my manager comes in about probably between 8 and 8:15, and I'll get with him first thing this morning, and we'll put our heads together and see if we can come up with a solution for you.
Yeah, try to see if you can.
I know that, you know,
they can just increase it just for that. This wood chipper, you know, a wood chipper is going to cost me on eBay approximate between the $10,000 to $12,000. You know, give or take. You know, right now with the truck, all I have left after DMV registration titles and you know, little things here and there,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be at like $6,000 or something like that, you know,
plus
over to be able to spend. So if there's any way you guys can get me up to par to at least get a wood chipper,
mm-hmm.
We'll be golden from here on out. You know, we're not going to need anything anytime soon, anything. So
yeah,
by the time then, you know, I'll have the other equipment, hopefully, you know, close to paying off or paid off, and we'll be able to, you know, continue working on or getting more things here and there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, so let me get with my manager as soon as he comes in. He's really good with this. I know we can come up with a solution for you that'll get you that chipper. I know, because you're gonna get a crazy return on investment once you have that.
Oh yeah, that's the whole plan. You know,
yeah.
As of right now, you know, without that wood chipper, you know, I have to dump a lot of the items, a lot of the trash at the dump. So they're charging me about $60 daily. So you can just imagine when you times that by a month.
Yeah,
you know how much
absolutely
comes up, and when you pay monthly for a wood chipper, you know it's what, a couple $100.
Yeah, and then as opposed to like $1,300 for it going to the dump every month, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay,
so, and that's just a small fee of dump fee. Sometimes I spend over $100 in a single day, so you can just imagine, you know, the amount of stress it causes one without having the right equipment. That's why I'm trying to get this equipment, and then
yeah,
I never have to go visit the dump ever again, unless I'm dumping, I don't know, actual human waste.
Yeah, you know what? I did finished carpentry for 12 years, ran a crew, and I know the, we did a lot of demo, and I know dealing with the dump is a real pain in the butt.
Oh, so yeah.
I understand wanting to avoid that.
Concrete and all that is really expensive. Vegetation is not so much. It can
yeah
be between $40 to $70, just depending on how much is the load.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. There's an answer. But, yeah, get with your manager and see if you guys can come up with something that either increase the amount financed, or, you know, try to see what other options that we can do without having to have a huge monthly payment on this.
Yeah.
But I'm able to get the chipper and then just clear this out once and for all, because this is the only thing that I need right now.
Okay.
We're going to go out and buy stuff. You know, it's going to be small little things here and there that we can pay for cash, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Yep, I'm going to get with him, and as soon as we come up with a solution, I'll reach back out to you. In the meantime, if you can email me over that information, I'll get it over to our funding department, and they'll start working on the truck for you.
Okay, yeah, please do. Okay, that way we can get that truck out as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll get back with you as soon as we have a solution, Junior.
Okay, thank you so much, Zach.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.